Next to Slovakia. MPs there are axing its public service broadcaster, RTVS. It's replacing it with a new body called Slovak Television and Radio at the start of July. It's been described as a dark day for independent public service broadcasting and civil society in Slovakia. Earlier we spoke to BBC correspondent Rob Cameron.
Well, ever since Robert Fico, the Prime Minister of Slovakia, formed what was his fourth administration back in the autumn of 2023, it was clear that he was going to unveil a number of measures to change the way that Slovakia is run. And among those measures were plans to change the way that the country's broadcaster, Radio and Television of Slovakia, was staffed and run. He has long said, and he and his government ministers have long said, that the reporting on the public broadcaster RTVS is a tabloid, deploys personal attacks against the politicians that run Slovakia now. So he's clearly had the state broadcaster, the public broadcaster, in his crosshairs for some time. And earlier this year, the culture ministry, which is in charge of the public broadcaster, unveiled these legal changes. And last night, MPs in Parliament approved the bill in its final reading. And that means that from July the 1st, the public broadcaster will cease to exist and will immediately be replaced by another broadcaster, seemingly very similar, but with a new director general and with new rules about how it is appointed and run.
Well, the new broadcaster will have a director selected by a council whose nine members will be nominated by the Culture Ministry and Parliament. So is this new station hurtling towards becoming a propaganda media outlet?
That's certainly the case if you listen to those people who oppose the leftist, populist, nationalist government of Robert Fico. They say that this is simply just another part of the jigsaw falling into place, and that if this goes ahead, and it appears almost certain that it will, that the Slovak government will have the ability to keep the public broadcaster on a much tighter leash. And they say that that will allow it to broadcast what it says is essentially propaganda. The government denies that. They say that's absolutely not the case, and that they will guarantee, you know, a broad spectrum of views and make the broadcasting on the station far more reflective of the public that it is supposed to serve.
Are there strong concerns over freedom of speech?
There are, and I think it's perhaps not so much that freedom of speech as such will be muzzled and opposition views will be muzzled, but I think they'll just be drowned out by a tide of government-friendly views, and also just lots of really esoteric views as well. The man at the culture ministry who is responsible for this legal change, the person who drafted the legislation essentially, he is a former TV journalist himself, and he was interviewed by the public broadcaster and by journalists from the public broadcaster a few months ago, and asked, okay, well, you want to have more, you know, a wider spectrum of views on air on the public broadcaster. Would that include, for example, people who don't believe that the world is round? And he said, absolutely it would. Absolutely it would. Have you been to space? I haven't been to space. I don't know that the world is round. It may be flat. So we need those views on air as well. And this is one of the most senior officials at the Culture Ministry who is responsible for these legal changes. And it's those kind of comments and anecdotes that I think has the opposition most worried.
BBC correspondent Rob Cameron there.